News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Countries in the region are being urged to take advantage of the relatively low oil prices and implement meaningful reforms in the energy sector to increase the resilience of their economies to oil price shocks. This advice from Finance Minister Audley Shaw as he addressed the Caribbean Development Bank CDB's 46th annual Board of Governors meeting held recently in Montego Bay, St. James. Mr. Shaw says the time has come for Caribbean countries to intensify their look at alternative energy sources.
And we can do so by diversifying across the hydrocarbon spectrum, reducing the mix of hydrocarbons compared to renewables, and reducing the energy intensity of both production and consumption through greater energy efficiency and conservation.
The finance minister is further calling on Caribbean nations to put their energies into building and sustaining the partnerships necessary to make the CDB a powerful regional force. The CDB is a multilateral financial institution dedicated to assisting countries within the region to achieve sustainable long-term economic growth and development. Business confidence in Jamaica's economy has increased to 144.6%, the highest it has been in the last 15 years. This according to the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, JCC's survey of business and consumer confidence conducted in March this year.
I think that is quite notable and is supported by the consumer confidence, which is at 147.9, and it's the third highest level that consumer confidence has been at in the last 15 years.
Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Baz, speaking at a media briefing in Kingston last Tuesday. Meanwhile, Mr. Baz says inflation for January to March was minus 0.1%. This, he says, was owing to the fall in world energy prices as well as the recovery of agriculture. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahidi Robinson says the long-awaited Occupational Safety and Health Bill is being reviewed by the Chief Parliamentary Counsel and is expected to be tabled in Parliament later this year. The bill will serve to ensure strict adherence to workplace safety standards.
The enactment of the OSH legislation is on the priority legislation program of the ministry, and we will continue to have consultation with stakeholders on this important bill.
Minister Robinson says citizens do have a part to play in ensuring a safe and healthy work environment. She also commends the country's entrepreneurs, investors, and employers for their important role in fostering dialogue and industrial harmony. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, has announced that the Quaker Oats Company has issued a voluntary recall of a small quantity of Quaker quinoa granola bars due to possible health risk caused by a contaminant. The recall applies to 6.1-ounce boxes of Quaker quinoa granola bars chocolate nut medley with the UPC code 30000-32241 at best before dates of 10-16-2016 at 10-17-2016. The 6.1-ounce boxes of Quaker quinoa granola bars yogurt fruit and nut with UPC code 30000-32243 and best before dates of 10-10-2016 and 10-11-2016 have also been recalled. CAC communications specialist Dorothy Campbell says it has been found that the bars contain sunflower kernels that may be contaminated with Listeria monocytogenes.
Well, under the Consumer Protection Act, the Consumer Affairs Commission wishes to remind consumers that in the event of such a risk, they should take the item back to the point of purchase and seek a refund, or they should ask for an exchange.
Ms. Campbell says there have been no reported illnesses to date. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.